A long-running mystery surrounding dumped meat in a Darlington neighbourhood has resurfaced once again after fresh piles were discovered. Residents in the Winfield area of town have reported further incidents of raw meat being left in and around a community garden between Caithness Road and Annandale, despite previous efforts to stop it. Councillor Jamie Barch said the problem had appeared to ease in recent months, but has now returned. He said, "No one has come forward, and this is the first time in a few months that it's been done again. It seemed to stop after we wrote to residents, but now it has started again." Councillor Barch suggested the recent appearance of fox cubs in the area could be a factor behind the latest incidents. He added, "I genuinely believe whoever is doing this is just trying to feed animals. I don't think there's anything malicious, but it's frustrating because the problem keeps happening despite our warnings and community posts. The main concern is that dogs or children could come into contact with it. It's unhygienic and unpleasant for anyone walking in the area." Over the past year, large quantities of meat have been dumped at the site, including piles of raw chicken wings, fish guts, and even what was described as nearly a whole pig. In a recent case, a pile of cooked leftovers, believed to be from a Christmas dinner, was found. Efforts to identify those responsible have so far proved unsuccessful, despite numerous leaflets being delivered to nearby homes and repeated appeals on social media. Councillor Barch said, "Leaflets have been delivered to every house and our Facebook posts reach so many in the community, but whoever is responsible is still doing it. It's an ongoing issue and it's upsetting for everyone, especially families and dog walkers." Darlington Borough Council confirmed it is investigating the incidents as fly tipping and will use every available method to identify the culprit. A spokesperson said, "We are investigating a number of incidents involving the improper disposal of meat products, which are being treated as fly tipping. We encourage anyone who has information or witnesses fly tipping to report it via our website."
A popular Darlington football club with 17 youth teams to its name has secured its future at its home with a new 5-year lease. Middleton Rangers FC, based behind the former St George Hotel, has signed the lease with Teesside Airport, ensuring its site for the next 5 years. David Ways, chairman of Middleton Rangers FC, said, "This is absolutely huge for the future of our club. Securing this agreement doesn't just help us today. It protects and strengthens our facilities for years to come. It means we can now unlock significant grant funding, giving us the opportunity to develop the site properly, improve the pitches, enhance security, and invest in the equipment our players deserve. This is a real step forward in safeguarding the long-term home of our club. The airport has been excellent throughout the process and incredibly supportive. We couldn't have asked for better partners." The club, which originated in Middleton St George, currently supports almost 200 members across 17 junior teams for both boys and girls. Football has been played on the site for as long as the airport has existed, with the ground holding historical significance. In 1966, the North Korean football team trained there ahead of their World Cup victory over Italy at Middlesbrough's Ayresome Park. Phil Forster, Managing Director of Teesside Airport, said, "It's brilliant we've been able to secure this agreement with the club to have the next generation of our region's football talent playing on site. We want to support our local community. The airport wouldn't survive without it." The football club is a big part of Middle St George and plays a vital role in bringing people together, developing young talent and creating a real sense of pride in the area. "We're proud to play our part in supporting that, and we look forward to seeing them continue to thrive and play here for many years to come." The club celebrated its presentation day on Saturday, 20th of June, with a packed attendance.
A fish and chip shop in Darlington has reopened under new ownership, with a team saying they were blown away after selling out on their first day. Horton Chippy on Horton-on-the-Green welcomed customers back on Tuesday after months of refurbishment work to bring the shop back to life. The venue, which has been a fixture in the village for more than a century, has been closed since last summer after long-standing owners Frank and Pam Sir Doldnick retired due to ill health after 25 years. New owners Graham Levy and Barbara Levy from Hynton have now reopened the shop and brought in experienced manager Andrew Marathitis to lead the kitchen. Graham said the opening day had exceeded all expectations. He said, "It was absolutely fantastic. We sold out, absolutely sold out. When we got in at the end of the night, we did not even have a chip left. We had put some sausage and chips away for our own tea, and we ended up giving them away. That tells you how busy it was." Graham said customers have already been getting in touch to praise the quality of the food. He said, "One gentleman rang and thanked me and said it was the best fish and chips he has had for a long time. The batter that Andrew uses is very light and crisp, and people have really picked up on that."
8 are arrested in raids. 8 people have been arrested after raids at Darlington massage parlours in a crackdown on suspected modern slavery. Police raided 3 sites on Parkgate, Thompson Street East and Stonebridge after concerns were raised about possible exploitation. 7 women and 1 man, aged between 37 and 57, were arrested on suspicion of controlling prostitution for gain. They were all later released on bail. An investigation is ongoing. Inspector David Littlefair of Darlington Neighbourhood Police Team said, "Our officers will continue to act on intelligence, taking a proactive approach to protecting the vulnerable and tackling those who exploit them." A force spokesperson added, 8 people have been arrested as part of an operation to tackle suspected modern slavery. Acting on intelligence, officers earlier this month executed warrants at 3 massage parlours in Darlington following concerns raised around exploitation.
Gulf snakes have died. 2 boa constrictors discovered in the long grass at a Darlington golf course have died, Blackwell Grange Golf Club has confirmed. The non-native snakes were found a week apart in deep rough down the side of the 5th hole, in almost exactly the same spot on the course. In a statement, the club said, "Sadly, we've learnt that both of the boa constrictors found in the deep rough down the side of the 5th hole have passed away. It's genuinely very sad. They were clearly not where they should have been and deserved much better." Staff managed to safely contain both reptiles before taking them to Coast to Coast Exotics in Darlington, which agreed to look after the animals despite not being a rescue organisation. Blackwell Grange added, "We did our very best to help them and were fortunate to have our very own Crocodile Dundee style PGA professional on hand when they were discovered. We would like to say a huge thank you to everyone who helped over the past few days, and especially to Coast Exotics Limited, who took the snakes in and cared for them despite not being a rescue organisation."
Darlington's popular musical celebration, Proms in the Park, is set to return at the weekend. The event at South Park Bandstand on Sunday, July 5th, is expected to attract around 2,000 music lovers of all ages and promises an afternoon of live music, community spirit and entertainment for all ages. Warrant Officer Class 2 Alistair Smudge Smith of the Royal Signals Northern Band said it's a fantastic community event that brings people together to enjoy great music in a relaxed and friendly atmosphere. "We hope everyone will come along, join in the fun and support a worthy cause." Performers will include the Royal Signals Northern Band, Tyne Electrical Engineers Pipe Band, Darlington Schools Choir, and the Service Children's Community Choir. The programme will conclude with a rousing last night of the proms finale. The concert will begin at 3 p.m. and visitors are encouraged to bring their own picnic, rugs and chairs. Proms in the Park is free to attend.
1 in 4 5-year-old children in Darlington has visible tooth decay, according to new figures which highlight significant differences in oral health across the borough's communities. A study of 5-year-olds during 2023-24 found children living in the town's most deprived wards had a much higher number of decayed, missing or filled teeth than those in more affluent areas. Across Darlington, children had an average of 0.91 decayed, missing or filled teeth, called DMFTs, each. However, the figures varied considerably between wards. The highest rate was recorded in Horton and Springfield, where children had an average of 2.58 decayed, missing or filled teeth each. Northgate and Banktop and Lascelles also recorded averages above 2 teeth per child. In contrast, 8 wards recorded averages of fewer than 0.5 affected teeth per child, with the lowest levels seen in Herwith, Harrogate Hill, Park West and Hummersknot. The study presents a clear link between deprivation and poor dental health, with the highest levels of tooth decay concentrated in the 50% most deprived wards in the borough. Health officials at Darlington Borough Council said the findings represented a worsening picture, with the proportion of 5-year-olds showing visible signs of decay rising from 1 in 5 to 1 in 4. The report also highlighted concerns over the number of children requiring tooth extractions. Children aged between 5 and 9 in Darlington have the highest rate of tooth extractions, almost double the national average for England, although the figure remains slightly below the wider northeast average. Data showed 120 tooth extractions were carried out on Darlington residents between 0 and 19 during 2023-24, with 90 of those procedures involving children aged under 10. In 2024-25, the total number of extractions amongst the 0 to 19-year-olds increased to 135. Of those, 85 were carried out on children between 0 and 9. The report highlights a correlation between areas with higher levels of tooth decay and the number of extractions carried out among younger children, suggesting poor oral health continues to place pressure on dental services and families across the borough.
A team of bike riders from across Darlington have racked up more than £70,500 of charitable donations over 11 years. This year's effort was undertaken earlier this month by a team of 8 from Darlington Rotary, who rode from Edinburgh to Newcastle over 4 days, adding more than £2,300 to the tally. Organiser Nigel Little said, "Over the years, 21 Rotarians have cycled, both here and in Europe, completed 2,252 miles. It's an annual event, interrupted only by COVID, meaning we have been able to donate significant amounts to charities, both locally and internationally." The team, Nigel Little, Peter Phillips, Jed Wiper, Ken Wiper, Robin Rain, Michelle Thompson, Kevin Robinson and Brian Park rode more than 200 miles on a coast to castles route, which took in Melrose, Berwick and Alnwick. The support van for the trip was driven by Aileen Little and Lucy Wiper, was donated for the ride by SG Petch of Darlington.
The quality of leadership, teaching and the behaviour of children at a popular academy have won high praise from school inspectors. Ofsted inspectors described Horton Academy, Darlington, as a place where all students feel safe and happy. The report stated, "Leaders and staff have high expectations of students. Leaders have created a school environment that is typically calm and purposeful. They are all well cared for by staff who know them well. Students conduct themselves well in lessons and across the wider school. Students respond positively to the high expectations of staff and the clear routines in place." The Education Village Academy Trust appointed Jane Derbyshire as principal of Horton Academy at the beginning of the academic year in September 2025. Since then, she has developed a strong leadership team and introduced a raft of measures to further improve the children's learning experience. Inspectors said the academy met the expected standards in key areas including leadership and governance, safeguarding, curriculum and teaching, personal development and well-being and inclusion, recognising the efforts school leaders have made to continue to improve achievement and attendance. Their report stated there have been changes in the school's leadership over the last year. Leaders have accurately identified and prioritised actions for improvement. Much of this work has already been implemented and is starting to show positive impact. Leaders know what they need to do next. Leaders at all levels understand their roles in improving the school. They have high expectations of staff and pupils. Leaders make decisions in the best interests of their students. Leaders provide additional support to help individual pupils to improve their attendance. Leaders and staff promote the importance of attending school regularly, and most pupils do so. Therefore, overall, attendance is close to the national average. Mrs. Derbyshire said, "I feel incredibly proud of our school community and our report, and am delighted with the progress we have made as a community in a relatively short time. Everyone across our whole community, including parents, carers, students and staff, has come together to support our vision, which is now our reality.